little Vince, there have been no episodes of your podcast.
Hello.
Oh, look at this weather. It's podcasting season.
I'm Will Thomas. Good to have you with us.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Vince Agard.
The forefathers of the podcasting movement.
What?
You know, they're not unicorns.
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, rah, rah,
rah. Well, you all are just really tickled by this, aren't you?
We'll do it live.
Do you think that might be really boring?
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
What are you doing, baby?
This is
Ben and Vince.
All right, welcome to Ben and Vince.
Hello, everyone. It's Ben.
And Vince.
Oh, yeah, right. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Did you get it yet?
No. I will be eligible by April...
27th?
27th. Mm-hmm, that's right.
That's like tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, as we all know, eligible and, you know, accessible are two different things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like access to healthcare. Who doesn't like access to healthcare?
I like being eligible for healthcare.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, I didn't get it.
When are you eligible?
By May 1st, maybe, I guess, if we listen to the president.
Yeah, sure. I know that it doesn't really exist. The virus doesn't exist in your state anyway. So.
Oh, I mean, we're open for business, baby. 10%.
Have you been operating a business?
Who's asking?
Well, your tax filing deadline has been extended a bit, so.
That's right.
Yeah. I love paying taxes. I love filing them and filling out the forms and everything.
Yeah, I love obeying the law and just being a lawful individual.
Not to mention limited liability corporation.
Well, you know, corporations are people.
That's it, yeah. Yeah. Well,
did your parents get it?
Yeah, they did. They went to Six Flags in Bowie, Maryland.
Nice. I tried to get my dad to go to Six Flags, and he said it was too far.
Yeah, that's what my mom or dad, I forget who, was. and also my neighbor across the street. They all didn't want to drive. But I feel like it's not too far for a vaccine.
My dad was like, yeah, I know. I was like, I'll drive to fucking Dallas if I, like, right. I don't care.
Yeah.
My dad was like, he put the address in his phone and he was like, well, my phone says it's 11 hours away. I don't think my car can make that. And I was like, are you looking at the walking directions? He's like, oh yeah.
He's like, yeah. And some of these trails are like, I don't think my car can go on there. 11 hours walking, yeah, that's not even too bad, right?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah. Did he, was he convinced or he still doesn't want to do it?
No, he went to Holy Cross instead.
Oh, he got it at Holy Cross.
Yeah.
Well, that's lucky if you can get that. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, you just got to have somebody who's committed to booking appointments for you.
Yeah. Well, how do you do that?
Carefully.
But yeah, they got both doses.
Nice.
Diane's mom also got it. Cause she used to work in a dentist's office and then they somehow hooked her up with it, I guess.
Does it go retroactively?
Yeah, I think so.
The exposure.
That's right. I don't know. Somehow her former boss was able to do that.
If you can take it.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, you know, I saw, you know, when she got to the place, they were like, okay, all the healthcare heroes go in this line. She was like, oh.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I know. It's like, just take it if you can.
So I heard your boy Joey Assey is going to be the new CEO.
Yeah, that's right. Sure, makes sense. The real question is who's going to replace him, which they haven't announced yet.
I don't know. Is it you?
No, although I am changing teams.
Oh, probably the guy with the espresso machine on his desk. Espresso machine on his desk.
Who are you talking about?
The guy in your office who has the espresso machine on his desk.
Well, I wonder if he took that home with him or if it's still just been like sitting there in the office.
I bet it's still sitting there.
Yeah. I mean, the office has been open for a while. Like, I don't think anyone's going, but like, I guess they're paying security guards to stand there.
Oh, sure. I mean, like, did they like turn off everyone's key cards or something at the beginning?
No.
So like what's to say it's open versus not open? If nobody's going in there, it's the same as being closed.
Well, like you're allowed to go. Like, and if you want to wear a mask all day and
yeah, but nobody's doing that, right?
Well, I guess I don't know. Maybe people are.
Sure.
I don't know why you would.
But like if you weren't allowed to go, would you get in trouble if you just went in there and there was nobody there and you took your espresso machine and left?
Maybe it was locked or something. I don't know at the beginning. But yeah, I mean they opened it up like pretty quick.
Right.
Yeah, I mean it was almost explicitly for like if you want to get all the crap that you had left behind.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead and go get it.
So the espresso man is the new CEO or you are?
I guess if I was on one of those you know, bet on real life events websites, I would go with the espresso guy over me. But then again, I have insider trading on that, so maybe you shouldn't trust me.
So is this Jandy guy, is he cool or what's his deal?
I mean, you know, is anyone cool? You know?
So no.
I mean, do you find our former CEO cool?
I don't know. Does he want to buy the football team?
Which football team?
The football team.
Oh, the Washington football team?
That's right. I mean, I think it's clear that he does want to buy it. So I guess
is that true?
Are they going to make Dan Snyder sell it is the question.
How can they make him?
Oh, they can just vote.
Oh, okay. I see. It's kind of like a democracy, I guess.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's like our democracy in that it's controlled by a small group of extremely white, extremely rich white guys, old guys.
I mean, it's worked for, you know, 250 years. I don't know why you're trying to mess around with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you know, if you like Jeff Bezos, you know, I guess you'll like Andy Jassy.
Okay.
I mean, like, whatever. He seems like a reasonable person.
Okay.
Slightly less flashy, I guess.
Less but, flashy, you know, than Jeff? I don't think he's that flashy.
No?
I mean, compared to, like, Elon?
Well,
okay, that's where we're setting the bar.
Yeah. yeah, that guy. I guess, like, in the recent years, he's gotten more flashy, I would say.
Maybe, yeah, I guess so.
Right around
I
the time
so.
Of the divorce.
Yeah, when he'd texting that alive girl or whatever.
What was that?
Remember when all his, like, sex got leaked?
Sure.
And one of them was, "I love you, alive girl."
Oh. Cool nickname.
Totally normal thing to say to somebody.
I guess, you know, it's like when they ask you who would, if you had to choose one person to, you know, have at a dinner party, alive or dead.
Alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To choose one person to marry or date.
Or cheat on your wife with. I can't remember which one he was texting. Anyway, so what's your new team?
Oh, whatever. I mean, you know, some other team in Amazon Web Services.
Which one?
CloudWatch.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
It sounds cool, though. I like watching clouds.
Sure. Yeah. My job is basically kind of like to classify what shape they all are. So,
like in an abstract sense or like in a scientific sense?
Yeah, I think my day to day is going to be like turtle, blender, cargo ship, blender again.
Keep going.
Frog, keyboard, piano keyboard, Matt Damon. Pterodactyl, jet ski, circle, cloud shape,
come on,
cotton ball, Q-tip, cotton candy.
All right, you're just free associating now.
Pillow stuffing, cotton gin.
Oh no,
Eli Whitney, Whitney Houston. He's in Texas. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Sorry. I thought that was the transcript of my, you know, of my work product from February 1st.
Right. Right. Hey, AWS Athena, is that any good?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what you need.
Maybe.
Do you want to do SQL queries on your S3 objects?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to, but I guess other people want to.
Yeah, then go for it. Did you know it's S3's 15th birthday some weeks ago?
Oh, would you get it? Was there a party?
There was a week-long live stream of boring events. I don't think they had, like, you know, Danger Mouse DJing or anything like that.
That doesn't sound very fun at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess supposedly S3 was hiring a bunch of people in my location, but I found out about that too late. So,
is S3 considered like cooler than CloudWatch?
I don't know. I might have considered it. But I think this will be fine. I don't know. I haven't started yet. So we'll see.
Do you move? Are you gonna move to a different floor? Or like
in my house?
Yeah, are you just gonna stay at home forever or what?
Yeah, exactly. I guess eventually I'm going to be in HQ2, although if I don't like that, I mean, the new manager was like, you can try that if you want. I guess like people are split, essentially. So,
and that's in Crystal City?
Yeah.
So if you take the metro there?
No.
But like, I don't live near a metro.
Well, you live near a bus that goes to the metro.
Yeah. Am I trying to commute like...
That's where they found that dead guy. Did they ever find out what happened with that?
I didn't follow up. I don't know if the police department did either. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Have they found any dead guys near you recently?
Not that I know of.
Have you joined any new teams lately?
New teams? No. Mm.
Have you used Microsoft Teams?
Yeah, every day. I hate it.
Seems like all of a sudden everybody uses Microsoft Teams.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's like free if you subscribe to Office 365. So
right,
it's like, you know, if you're an enterprise, you could pay $30K a year for Slack, or you could get the like shitty Microsoft knockoff version for free. So they're gonna do that. It's gotten better, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows what's going on at Microsoft. Well, that's the tech report.
Right.
Have you still been traveling?
No.
Okay.
No, where am I going to travel?
Thailand? I don't know.
No, I mean, like, before pandemic, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, I mean after.
Oh, after? During?
Yeah.
After.
Okay.
Before, after, what am before I saying? And after, not during.
I don't know. Weather's still happening.
Yeah, weather is still happening.
Climate's still happening.
It certainly is. Mm.
I haven't been washed away in a flood yet.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you live kind of like on a uphill, right? You're not going to get washed away.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm fairly inland, I guess. Could be more inland, but yeah. I feel that, for example, my lawn slopes down to the street, and then the street slopes down to another street.
Yeah, so you're fine.
You know, yeah, I'm good.
Here's a question. I heard about this on the radio. I don't really like to steal material from the radio, but I thought this was interesting. So let's say you're driving, you know, let's say you're commuting to work, or you're driving home from work, or you're driving home from somewhere far away, and your car breaks down. Mm. What's the, like, at what point in the drive do you consider yourself close enough that you could just walk the rest of the way?
Huh. Well, this came up one time when I lived in DC, and it snowed not that much, but I guess unexpectedly. And it was very hilly getting to my apartment.
Right.
So I did have to just pull off and walk. But I would say that was not too far because I didn't.
Okay, but how far are we talking about? A couple of blocks? A couple of miles?
It was probably a couple miles.
Like 45 maybe, minutes?
Maybe 1 mile.
20 minutes.
Distances are a little different in DC.
Well, that is one thing. Like, you know, I feel like when you're in the suburbs, stuff feels closer than it actually is, because you typically travel between it at like, you know, 40, 50 miles an hour.
Exactly. But if you actually had to walk, like if I had to walk, well, no, I guess I walked a giant.
Like on the radio, the guy was like, you know, if they like the radio station's like by Congressional Plaza, right? And the guy's like, you know, if I'm driving from the Beltway, like as soon as I get on 270, basically Montgomery Mall, I feel like I could just walk from there.
Oh, no way.
And he's like, that's got to be like, what, half an hour?
And oh, then, no.
So it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean, well, but the other thing is like, what's your other option? You mean just like call a taxi?
No, your phone's dead also.
My phone's... Oh, I see. So yeah, what's your other option? Hitchhike?
I don't know. So you're saying it depends what your options are.
Usually, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, if my phone's dead, then, yeah, I'm walking an hour and a half, sure. But if my phone's dead and it's 3 hours, maybe, yeah, I wouldn't do it. But, like, yeah, again, what am I doing?
But you don't think about that when you're driving. You're like, okay, I'm within the safe zone now.
I guess not. Yeah.
See, I don't think but about I mean, that either, but also like my whole it's not that far for me to walk from my office to my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But like do you think about being in the safe zone, you know, from I don't know. Like the entire state of Texas sinking into the ocean or something?
It's not going to sink into the ocean.
Well, what if there was like a underground terrorist who put like huge platforms underneath land masses all over the world?
I'm listening. Just, like,
and then just like lowered. I'm thinking of the Mole Man, I guess.
Who's the Mole Man?
You know.
Like on The Simpsons?
right. Yeah. If Hans Molman turned out to be some kind of, you know, if he.
Wait, is that a real bad guy, the Mole Man?
Yeah. Yeah. First appearance, Fantastic Four number one, something, something, some month, 1961.
Wow.
Yeah. The Mole Man.
And so, how come he wasn't in the movie?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, he's pretty cool, so I don't know why they wouldn't have included him. I forget his real name. That's something I should know.
Yeah, something everyone should know, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably something like, you know,
Butt Ward.
Mortimer Mullman.
Butt Ward?
Yeah, Butt Ward. Do you mind if I look up the real name of the Mole Man?
You know, I do mind. I think we should... You know, this is one thing that I hate about the modern society. There's no need to ever remember anything, right? And our brains just get all rusty and pudgy, and they don't work anymore, because it's like, you know, it used to be if you wanted to think of something, you would sit there and think about it until you thought of it. And now it's just like you can pull your phone out of your pocket and look it up in 2 seconds.
Would it change your opinion to know that people made the same argument about the invention of paper?
Yeah, probably. Go. What's the what?
Or like writing?
Is that
like,
true? How do we know?
Yeah. Or yeah, good question. I guess not paper, but like the printing press. Because now that there's, you know, like mass reproduction of you know.
Oh, so like material. I can like buy a book that's got the Pythagorean theorem in it. I don't have to derive it myself.
Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah. I don't know. What did people need to know back then?
Oh, the Bible, whatever.
Well, you're not going to just think of the Bible on your own. Oh, yeah, you're saying you should have to memorize the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. People do that with the Quran.
I think they do with the Bible, too.
I used to work with a guy who memorized the Quran.
It's pretty long.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, I used to read a book called Fahrenheit 451 where they had to do that.
Oh, so the movie? Was that with Michael B. Jordan? Who was in that?
Oh, they did. Yeah, they did make that, right? I didn't see that.
Do you want to watch it? I heard it was bad.
I don't want to watch it.
No, come on. Let's watch it.
I saw the older movie
in school,
English
right?
English class.
Yeah.
From the 70s or whatever.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah.
By the way.
Oh, no, I remember what it was. I think maybe we talked about this. somehow they banned words and you could only communicate with emojis.
What is that?
In the new one of the new movie with Michael B. Jordan.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
Well, I mean, you know, some languages arguably are, you know, pictographic already.
Yeah, that's the nature of language.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. hang on. Adaptations. Fahrenheit 451, 2018 film.
Why are you looking it up? I just told you.
I don't believe you. It says most books are banned.
Maybe so people forgot how to use words. Everyone was too busy being a lazy millennial.
All right, this plot summary is too long. Yeah, I guess if they banned books, I mean, would they also ban writing? Like, can you make a grocery list still? I guess you draw a picture of a carrot or something.
Carrot emoji. Eggplant emoji.
Eggplant emoji.
Fish emoji.
What kind of grocery store are you going to? So anyway.
Peach emoji.
Beach?
Peach.
Oh, peach. I get it. Yeah, dude. This is a vulgar grocery store.
It's a normal grocery store.
Yeah. Just getting a lot of produce, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
splashing water emoji.
That's cool, man.
That's like when they spray the produce, you know, like the mister.
Yeah, make sure you get a fresh, fresh eggplant.
Yeah.
Dude, this conversation is going to be leaked and you're going to look stupid.
Well, good thing in the future words will be banned and people won't be able to understand it.
Well, I guess that's my question. Where it was, you know, spoken words banned also?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. That's why we need to watch it.
I mean, it sounds bad.
Yeah, that's why we need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good content.
It's got Michael Shannon, too.
Oh, I love Michael Shannon. What did I see him in recently? He was in that Waco show.
Oh, they made a Waco show?
Yeah. It's got a bunch of people in it. Him, Shea Whigham's in it.
I don't really know who that is.
Oh, he's that guy. You'll recognize him when you see him.
Hmm. What was I going to say? The whole Waco thing is very depressing.
Yeah, I agree. Dr. Pepper's not very good.
Sorry.
What was your question?
What was your answer?
You're saying you don't like Dr. Pepper.
I was?
What, isn't that what you're saying? What were you talking about? I said,
what are you talking about?
Waco, Texas. That's where Dr. Pepper is from.
Is that what the show's about? Tangentially?
Tangentially, maybe.
Yeah. A lot of depressing things have happened in history.
They have a statue of RG3.
In that city?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Did they ever end up building that statue of Dolly Parton?
She said she didn't want them to build a statue.
Okay. Waste of money or something.
She said, do it after I'm dead.
So
I'm still alive, so don't build a statue.
Yeah, that makes sense. Seems like a bad omen or something.
It's kind of like receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award, you know?
That's funny.
They ever built that statue of RoboCop in Detroit?
Oh, what was going on with that? That was such a funny concept. Wait, that also reminds me of they were trying to name some snowplow or something. Was that what it was in somewhere? And they did one of.
There's always a contest to name the snowplow, and then, you know, a lot of times it'll be like some good suggestion gets a lot of votes, and they have to take it out because they don't like it.
Yeah.
So that was the one in Minnesota where they wanted to call it Abolish Ice.
Right. Oh man, perfect. Somehow, you know, got censored.
Yeah, stupid government. Never would have happened if Jesse Ventura was still the governor.
What a loss.
All right. Break time.
All right. Fine. Break time. Wait, I don't know if you heard my answer before. Harvey Elder.
Harvey. Where's Harvey? Yeah. Looking for Harvey. Harvey Elder. You seen Harvey? Have you seen him? Is he in the basement? Is he underground?
Not a bad impression. I didn't know that. I didn't know his name. I just know him as the Mole Man.
Well, it's not. It doesn't have anything to do with him being a mole. What the hell does that name mean? It's just a boring name.
Well, without even reading the explanation, I think it's named after some pioneers from Mad Magazine, probably Harvey Kurtzman and whatever that guy Elder's first name is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. He's a mole man. He had some eccentric crackpot theories regarding a hollow earth. But then he was right. So
I got some guy,
you know?
I got some dumbass talking to me on Twitter.
What do you mean?
About serifs.
Oh. Pro or con?
Pro, but he completely missed the point that I was making in my tweet. Doesn't matter.
I mean, when is someone not talking to you on Twitter? Is this urgent?
No. We'll go to break.
All right. Get back to him during the break.
I'm not going to respond to him.
I don't know why I can't come with you.
Ever since they left, my mind's been a little fried.
I got to do this on my own.
Take all the time you need.
Bella Vista, always golden hour.
Sounds cheesy, but you'll see for yourself.
So long, Nacho Fries.
It's Nacho Fries, isn't it? He can't escape the crazy.
Jamie, I don't think I'm alone up here.
The crazy. He can't escape the crazy.
I warned you. Once it's been bitten, it can't be undone.
The whole town was built on old seasoning.
Tyler, get out of there!
Oh, no.
May I take your order, Dallas?
You don't consume me! I consume you!
In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you will never leave Harlan. Well, my granddad's dad walked down Kettering's mountain, and he asked Tilly Hilton to be his bride. Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler, but we'll never leave a holler alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking. You spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was gold in the mountains till a man from the northeast arrived.
It's one of those things where, like, you know, you're a politician and you just say a word,
right,
that's like a normal word, and you don't realize that all the, like, you know, crackpots, that's like a Pee Wee's word of the day for them.
Are we back from break, by the way?
Yeah, welcome back to the Ben and Ben Show.
And may I say, luxuriously. So, now you know. That's confirmed.
Oh, that's the word, luxuriously?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I read some article in the New York Times that about QAnon followers who were, like, just, like, woke up to the fact that it was all fake, you know, after we had a new president.
Right.
But I was like,
fake president.
But, you know, yeah, you know, fake president, rigged, whatever. But they still thought that there was going to be some kind of, you know, like, he wasn't actually going to be allowed to take office.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, they're like, okay, they all believed that the whole inauguration was just like a plan to get all of the pedophiles in one place. And since the National Guard was already there, then they were going to surround everyone and take them all into custody. And then, you know, that was going to happen at the strike of noon or whatever.
Right,
it's 12:05. Why haven't they been arrested? What the hell is going on?
Yeah. But I'm just like, if that was going to convince you that it's fake, like, how have you gotten this far? You know, like, at least according to this article, like, you know, a large number of people were just, like, suddenly waking up to the fact that it was all, you know, rigged.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's good. I thought they would just never wake up.
But, I think a lot of them still did not, but...
Yeah.
It's just weird to me that I guess everyone has a threshold somewhere. I don't know.
Well, I mean, maybe it's just about, like, what media you consume, right? Like, if you get all your news from some Facebook group and they're telling you, like, you know, Barack Obama was secretly arrested today. Mm. And, like, you know, that's something that could conceivably be up for debate, right? But then when they tell you this is what's going to happen today at the Capitol, and then you turn it on and something different happens and all the channels are showing the other thing, then that's kind of like, you know, how do you reconcile that with what was supposed to happen, right?
Have there not been any other, like, specific exact dates?
I think there was a date in March that something was supposed to be, like, you know, the true inauguration. Nothing. I don't know. Really, the real QAnon was the friends we made along the way.
That's exactly what that article said. There was, like, quotes from people where they were like, it sounded to me like, you know, the end of summer camp, where it was like, like, you know, I really met some great people and had, like, some great times hanging out. Like, I was like, what? I mean, I guess that's what a lot of it comes from, though, is just, like, people don't have a community in real life and then need something.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. A lot of things in the world make me really sad. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, you know, if you want to get philosophical for a second, I feel like that's one thing where, like, I don't necessarily think the world has gotten more sad, right? It's just that, like, when you're younger, it doesn't bother you as much. Like, you don't appreciate how bad everything is.
Yeah, I mean, right. I think, like, you know, for example, climate change is you know, at a millennia low, you know, in terms of like badness.
Right.
That's
oh yeah, so things are getting worse also, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, a lot of things I feel like it's not really getting worse. It's just like if you look back in history, the same things have been happening for
that's true.
Ever.
That's true.
But some things do seem worse. I don't know. Like, yeah, like, you know, scarcity of resources. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, like people killing each other over made up divisions is
right.
Not new.
Right.
And misinformation as well.
Yeah. That's true. So that, yeah, so it'll all be fine then.
Right. Or
life finds a way.
Equivalently, it was never fine. So yeah, life finds a way. It takes a village.
This is Linux. I know this.
What is that?
You see the Snyder cut?
You're talking about Dan Snyder? I didn't even know of the existence of this thing until like a few days ago.
Oh, man. Speaking of,
and then all of a sudden,
hold on. Say Dan Snyder to me again in a minute.
In a minute?
Yeah, just okay. So you didn't. So Snyder cut. You didn't know about it. These nerds have been screaming about it online for like 5 years.
Yeah, love those nerds. I don't pay much attention to the DC side of things. You know, it seems like all those movies are just bad.
Well, that's because they didn't let Zack Snyder fulfill his true vision of making a 4-hour movie.
Well, since I've been reading about this, I've been like, there are like fans of Zack Snyder specifically. What is there? Like, what about him and his movies? He's just like I feel like there's nothing to his movies that's like, you know, like Christopher Nolan, he has a style.
You don't think Zack Snyder has a style?
Other than just like a lot, you know, I would say.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's definitely a lot.
All right, I guess. But so many movies are a lot.
No, but his, like, you know, Zack Snyder movies, it's like where everything's one color and it's everything's shiny and like, you know, everything's like super, you know, stylized and. I don't know. I think.
Yeah. Okay. So visually.
Yeah. Visually.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I watched Man of Steel.
Yeah.
I feel like even visually, I don't know that I was. I noted much of a style at that point.
Did you hear they're going to make a black Superman?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean Cyborg?
What?
Cyborg was the black Superman at some point.
That sounds like you're describing a robot, somebody who's not Superman.
I think he was in the recent movies.
No.
When Superman died in the 90s, they like did this fake out thing where there were like four new Supermen or like people who were inheriting the title.
We're just going to have a regular old black Clark Kent.
Like his name is Clark Kent?
I don't know. I think the details are scant at this point.
Like in the comics or in a movie?
In the movie.
Which movie?
Superman.
Like they're making another Superman movie?
That's right.
It's called Superman?
Or Black Superman. I don't know.
I really hope they call it Black Superman. They're like, what? Black Panther? No one had a problem with that. Black Superman. I mean, you know, in the comics in like the 70s, they totally would have called it Black Superman.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is this because there was a Black Spider-Man and people like that?
I mean, probably. And like Wonder Woman, that's like the most successful DC movie, isn't it?
Okay. I don't know.
So, you know, let's go with the theme, underrepresented heroes.
Right.
Let's just make Superman woman. Black.
What's like woman? Black. Well, I hope we just get, you know, a rainbow of Superman at this point then. You know? Let's get Asian Superman.
Yeah.
Let's get Martian Superman.
What are the big Asian superheroes?
We got Sunfire. It's Japanese.
In American though.
Oh, Asian American?
Well, like I don't watch Japanese comics or whatever.
No. He's from Marvel Comics. I mean, like, yeah. He's Japanese.
Never heard of him. Like Pontiac Sunfire?
he's a mutant, I guess. Or I don't know, is he a mutant himself? Anyway, he shows up in the X-Men.
He's an X-Man.
He's not a member of the X-Men, but
okay.
Or maybe he has been, maybe.
They don't allow Asians.
Anyway. We got Karma. She's Vietnamese.
Is she an X-Man?
She's a new mutant.
So she's a Magneto?
Why?
Like, what is a new mutant?
There's a team called the New Mutants.
Is that Magneto?
It was Magneto. How do you know that? He was in the 80s. Yeah, he was like the head of the New Mutants when he was like reformed. What do you know about that? How do you know that?
I'm just asking questions, man.
Yeah, but where are you getting that info?
I don't know. Is that such a like strange guess? I don't know that many of the X-Men.
Why? But Magneto. I mean, why would you guess Magneto?
Well, because he's not with Professor X.
So.
So you're saying there's a new group. So you know who else do we know besides Professor X and all the X-Men? Magneto.
But he's evil most of the time. So.
Okay. How do I know that New Mutants are good?
They wouldn't make a series about it. I mean, occasionally they do that, I guess, like Suicide Squad or whatever.
But Magneto's not always bad.
Yeah. He's complex.
And yeah. He's complex.
He has a complex. I'm trying to think of any other Asian superheroes. We got, what's her name? Armor.
Is this another X-Men? Like, who are these people?
Yeah. She's like relatively recent. I mean, probably like 15 years old in publication time at this point. She's also an X-Men.
You gotta do better, man. You gotta get some better representation going.
Shang-Chi. He's Chinese. He's from the 70s. He's not an X-Men. I think they're making a movie of that, actually, or at least a like, you know, Disney Plus thing.
What's up with Doctor Strange? Is he supposed to be Asian, or is he just like a weeb?
Well, did you see the movie?
Doctor Strange movie? No, I saw him in Avengers.
Sure. He's not supposed... He trained under the Ancient One, who's, you know, probably like Tibetan or whatever.
Oh, I see.
But he's white. Super white. His name is Steven. Steven Strange.
And Logan's from Japan somehow, or he's got origins in Japan.
He's hung out there a lot.
Will.i.am was there.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thanks for reminding me. No, he's Canadian.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I got to think of at least one more. We got the Mandarin. Yeah, he's Chinese, but he's a villain. So, all right. I don't know if that counts as a superhero.
There should be a Chinese Batman.
Why?
Why not?
Isn't there some... I'm thinking of like Japanese Spider-Man, right?
I know, that Italian Spider-Man.
Is there an Italian Spider-Man?
Well, sort of.
You're talking about there's an Italian guy whose house is infested with spiders. Okay, give me another race.
Race?
Ethnicity? Whatever. Of underrepresented superheroes. This is a fun trivia game.
Okay. Native Americans.
Yeah, they got those. Thunderbird 2.
Thunderbird 2?
Well, like it was his brother. Like the original Thunderbird died. I think this guy's a Native Canadian. What do they call those? What is it?
First Nations.
First Nations. Shaman.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his name's Shaman. He's a member of Alpha Flight, which is like the Canadian X-Men.
Seriously?
So,
does every country have their own X-Men?
No, not really. just Canada, I guess. I mean, the X-Men is a very international group. Like, their membership is usually...
But not of Canada. Cool. Even though Logan's Canadian.
He was not ever in Alpha Flight, I guess. They tried to recruit him. But it was formed by the... he was already an X-Men by the time it was formed. He was a member Flight. Of Department...
I gotta say, Alpha Flight sounds pretty Canadian. You can imagine, like, some Canadians talking about Alpha Flight.
Yeah, you totally could. Like, after university, I joined Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
anyway, yeah, he was... I appreciate you using his first name, by the way. Wolverine, he was a member of Department H, which was the predecessor to Alpha Flight, or at least, like, the same government organization.
Oh, that was created Alpha Flight. Is that who, like, fucked up his bones or whatever?
No. I think that was even earlier. That was the Weapon X project.
So was that the U.S. government that did that?
That might have been Canadian. That's a good question. I think that might have been Canadian, too.
Wow.
Hmm. Some people listening to this are just screaming into their... I know we got a lot of comic book people.
862-234-0491. If you'd like to give us your feedback about the provenance of various X-Men.
Of the Weapon X project, yeah. Or it was really the Weapon Plus. Later they said, like, X actually stands for 10. Like, there was a Weapon 1, 2, 3, etc.
So Weapon 10.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the kind of thing you could only get away with in print, you know? But then you're like, I'm sure there's some line of dialogue somewhere where they use Weapon X where it's as really an X. But you can imagine the employees just still calling it X, even though it really stands for 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about... You said it was plus.
Weapon plus, yeah.
So they just said, oh, we were just saying it in italics the whole time?
Super italics. I think it's like, maybe that was like the overarching thing, but, by that, a certain iteration of it, you call it Weapon X.
I gotta say, it's pretty weak. Usually military stuff, they got a big budget for coming up with code names, This is like, all right, we're developing a weapon. What should we call it? I know, Weapon X. Great.
Yeah,
It's like, what happened to preparations A through G?
Yeah. Wait, whose joke is that?
Dr. Evil.
Okay, right. Well, I told you there were weapons 1 through 9.
Right.
I think maybe Deadpool was one of those too. All right. Who cares?
All right.
Has anyone been caring?
You're supposed to say Dan Snyder to me. It actually doesn't have anything to do with Dan Snyder, but
Dan Snyder.
Did you know Steven Mnuchin's wife made a movie?
Yeah. What was up with that? It was like totally insane, or just like,
yeah,
completely like, on knowing the system.
It looks completely nuts. I think she like wrote, starred, directed, produced this movie. As far as I can tell, there's only her and one other guy in it.
Is it Dan Snyder?
No, it's some random, like, hot-looking young guy. And I think it's, like, she's, like, this super rich woman that lives in a big mansion, like she is in real life. And,
relatable.
It's basically just about how rich and cool and sexy she is, but then she turns out to be psycho.
Oh.
And she's trying to kill him. Anyway.
Is that also kind of autobiographical?
I don't know, but we definitely need to watch that.
What's the title?
I don't know. Like, that's not something I'm going to remember. I don't know.
Kind of like the Mole Man's real name.
Yeah.
Wait,
what was it? Harvey Harvey Smallwood.
Yeah, you got it.
No, that's not right.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Harvey Smallwood. That sounds like a real person.
Something Harvey.
No, I mean, yeah. Harvey Elder.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Jack Elder. I think that's the other guy from Mad Magazine.
Lee Elder?
No. You're thinking of
Stanley.
No. oh, man. What's that guy's name? Lee, you know, the cowboy guy.
Trevino.
No. Damn. Whatever.
Lee, like the pants.
Yeah, Lee like the pants.
I don't think those pants are any good. Those are like Kmart pants.
My mom was telling me her cousin has a granddaughter and like they haven't been able to see each other, you know, but like then they finally got vaccinated. Mm-hmm. The grandparents. And she's like five, I guess. And they bought her my mom's cousin bought her granddaughter a jump rope as like a, you know, a reunion gift or whatever.
Okay.
And the girl's mom was like, a jump rope? Like, you know, I don't think a 5-year old really knows how to, or like even so, like,
wait, 5-year olds can't jump rope?
They probably could, but in any case, like, I got it at Marshall's. It was on sale. My mom was like, they just love Marshall's. Like, it's like the first place they went after the vaccine was Marshall's. It's like the amount of time you have to spend like digging through those bins at Marshall's to find something worthwhile is like, anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, how much is a jump rope costing at Marshall's? It must be like 50 cents, right? Like in the, you know, bargain bin or whatever.
I do think a jump rope is a good gift for a 5-year-old. Because maybe you don't know how to do it yet, but like it's the perfect time to start learning so that you can be better than the other kids.
Kind of grows with you.
Yeah.
Or you grow with it.
Because I feel like I didn't really start attempting jump rope until I was like, you know, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, I suck at this. This is not fun. And all the kids are doing like the, you know, the clap and all that shit. Oh, you know? Man.
Yeah. People are really good at jump rope. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I ever would have been good at jump rope. I think, you know, I could do the basics. But
nowadays, I think they just use an app, jump rope app.
There's a jump rope app?
Yeah. I mean, kids these days.
You mean like you hold the phone in your hand and like pretend it's a jump rope?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then like, you know, it has the, you know, accelerometer or whatever, or the...
Yeah, it's great app idea. Great app idea.
Yeah, and then it like buzzes if you, you know, like trip over the rope.
Hey, you buy any NFTs?
Oh my God. Okay. There will probably be a time when I like really need to know about this. Can you just like tell me when that time comes so I don't have to learn about it until then?
Oh, I mean, it's a non-fungible token.
Yeah. Uh-huh. As far as I understand it, it's just like, you know, a UUID, right? Is that basically it?
It's basically...
A verifiable...
It's worse than that, actually. Right. So the marketing... of it is like,
well, okay, wait, hold on. The reason everyone started hearing about this is because this artwork sold for $69 million in
that's
NFTs, right?
Or, that's right. They bought the NFT of the artwork.
My question is, this has nothing really to do with NFTs, right? Like, the fact that somebody paid a ton of money for a piece of art is
no, but they
like,
don't own the art; they own the token.
It's like limited edition, essentially, right?
No, it's like you can buy an NFT of like a famous GIF or like, you know, a NBA Top Shot is a popular one. You can buy an NFT of like an NBA highlight, right? And like, cool. You know, you can say like, I am now the owner of Michael Jordan's fadeaway jump shot in Game 5.
Oh, damn.
right?
Well, how does Michael Jordan feel about that?
Well, you know, maybe he gets paid when you buy it. But the point,
really?
Well, maybe. But kind of the issue. There's a few issues. Number one is it's all crypto, yeah. So that's bad.
Yeah.
Number two is like you're not actually buying the thing, right?
Yeah.
You're buying like essentially a piece of paper with the name of the thing on it, right?
But it's the only piece of paper.
Right. The problem is the problem is like the piece of paper, it just has like, you know, when I say the name of the thing, it's actually like a URL pointing to the thing.
Sure. Right.
And then if the company that sold you the NFT decides to stop hosting their files on their server, right, then the URL stops working and then you just have a broken link for $69 million.
I mean, again, the thing is like, the fact that somebody paid $69 million is not really anything to do with NFTs per se. It's just like further proof that this guy's an idiot with a ton of money.
Or, I mean, maybe it was smart. I don't know.
You mean like it's an investment. He's going to sell it.
And also like he didn't pay $69 million. He paid whatever the equivalent of $69 million is in Ethereum or whatever. Ethereum. So you know, maybe he only spent $6,900 on that Ethereum, you know, 5 years ago, and now he's just got all this Ethereum and he's got to do something with it, you know, and using it to buy artwork at Christie's will further increase the value of the rest of the Ethereum that he owns.
Okay, smart, very smart. So you going all in on this or what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe we should sell NFTs of the show.
That's actually a great idea. But again, there's nothing stopping us from being like, we're making 100 for this episode, right?
Yeah, it would it'll be one for each minute of the show.
Yeah. I mean, it could be 100 all for the same show. And it's just like we have a limited edition run of 100.
Yeah.
You could be like one of 100 owners.
That's right.
Cool.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I thought you were the expert. You're coming on here like a, you know, like I've invited you.
Like I can pretend to be an expert about anything.
What are you, David Gutenberg? Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, is this more or less dumb than other stuff that's been going on? You know,
the whole world's dumb, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Is the artwork good? I guess it's like irrelevant.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Are we allowed to see it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, whatever.
Yeah. And you don't actually get the artwork, right? So like somebody on Twitter was saying, it's like when people pay a shitload of money for a painting and then like, you know, donate it to a museum, or like not donate it, but like loan it to a museum. So it's like they never actually own the artwork, but like everybody who goes to the museum sees their name on a plaque next to it.
Uh-huh.
So it's like that, except that if the plaque can't get stolen, then they can't just put up a new one.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I mean, it's a bit different in the sense that, like, they didn't have to loan it to the museum. Right. They could have just had it on their wall.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
A bunch of people did have their NFT stolen, though, which is very funny.
What? How?
I mean, same way people steal crypto all the time. Just hack your account.
Oh, I see. Seems like a problem.
Well, I mean, you get into this crypto shit, but the whole idea is that it's untraceable. So, like, That's a risk that you're taking.
It has the word crypto in the name. Shouldn't it be secure?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's secure, but you have to put it in your wallet. And then you have to not lose your wallet. There's a story about a guy who's got like $200 million worth of Bitcoin on a hard drive. And it's an encrypted hard drive. He forgot the password.
Right.
To the hard drive. And it's one of these things where, like, if you put the wrong password in too many times, it'll, like, reformat. And he's on his last attempt.
Oh, my God.
And he's just like, I have no idea what the password is. I can't put anything in there unless I'm, like, 100% sure that it's the right password. And, you know, so he's got this thing that's theoretically worth $200 million with no way to access it.
This is a good system. I like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when the bank freezes your assets, you know, and you have no control over it.
Yeah. Well, in that case, he's freezing his own assets.
Yeah. He's the bank.
It's like did you hear about the people who got who were wearing like the chastity belt and they got hacked? Bluetooth internet enabled like chastity cage.
I did not hear about this. My question is like it's connected to the internet, so like you can be it's like a ankle bracelet kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ankle monitor, what do they call them? Whatever. So like, you know, your dad can be sure.
No,
not having sex.
No, it's like a sex thing. It's like basically,
it's the opposite.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you're going to give your partner or whoever like the password, and like now you have no way to unlock it unless they unlock it for you.
Wait. So hold on. When you say it's a sex thing, do you mean it's like a pro sex thing or a like anti-cheating device?
No, it's like wouldn't it be hot if the
you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a kink thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, you know, the company's server got hacked or whatever, and then some guy ended up, you know, controlling a bunch of people's locking devices, and he's like, well, like, you better send me some Bitcoin if you want me to open this thing,
if you want to ever have sex again.
Yeah.
I mean, is it so physically secure that you couldn't, like, you know, take some bolt cutters on it or whatever?
Yeah, so I think some people tried that.
Is it one of these things, like, to make another cool reference to Suicide Squad, where like it'll blow up your dick or whatever if you
is that something that happens in Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Wow, sounds twisted.
I think for them it's, you know, head getting blown up, but
So it's like, yeah. Saw.
Well, I feel like Saw could be either of those.
Yeah, I guess. There's a really good Twitter account right now called Saw Quotes. I'll send it to you later. Quotes. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Some people tried it.
No, it's not gonna blow up, but it's like one of these things where, like, you know, you kind of gotta use a lot of force to break the thing, and you don't really want to miss, you know.
This is stupid.
Well, I mean, that's why, you know, people don't realize IoT, you know, anything that's connected to the internet can be hacked, right?
Yeah. Probably easily if it's just some dumb product.
Yeah.
Things are dumb.
Yep.
I mean, but also, you know, this guy sucks.
Which guy?
The hacker.
I mean, whatever. He's rich now.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, we're making fun of the people who bought these, you know, We're making fun of these very stupid people who bought these very stupid products, but you know, that's blaming the victim.
No, yeah, I'm not blaming them. I'm saying people don't realize. It's not your fault if you don't realize. But now you know. Right. If you're hearing our podcast, public service announcement.
Don't make your reproductive organ internet accessible.
Yeah, I think that's a good, pretty good rule of thumb.
Did you hear that they just stated a mouse embryo to like halfway through its term outside of a uterus?
Is that good?
I think it's cool. I just feel like
Gestated.
Yeah.
I thought you said just dated.
Oh. That seems not impressive.
Okay, so they basically just did a test tube baby.
Well, I mean, when people hear the term test tube baby, I think they have a misconception of what that actually is.
Yeah,
but I'm actually
just now realizing that's not what it is.
It was only like a few years ago for me that I had that realization.
Huh.
Yeah. but it, soon it will be more literal, you know, like they have a picture in the article I read of like this basically a very slow moving like centrifuge of these like vials of you know, fluid containing mouse embryos.
Why does it need to be in a centrifuge?
Because otherwise it would stick to the wall of the vial and then, you know, that would be.
So is the speed of the centrifuge like changing in time?
I don't think so.
Because otherwise, like, won't it still, is it the idea that it needs to be stuck to the bottom of the tube?
No, it should be floating in the fluid.
Okay, so but if you put it in the centrifuge at a constant speed, that's just basically turning up the gravity, but it's still gonna reach a steady state.
It's maybe gonna become, it's, yeah, I don't know.
Fuck, what the hell do they call this shit? Oh man, I should know this. When the fluid becomes in, you know,
homeostasis.
No, it becomes steady with respect, like motionless with respect to the reference frame of the rotating solid body rotation.
Okay. Sure. I don't know. I guess it didn't have that detail, but I guess the scientists worked it out.
Smart.
Yeah.
So they're gonna do that with human kids now.
Yeah, that's the next step.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying like...
So like you can have like a kid that's genetically yours without getting pregnant or getting someone else pregnant.
I mean, I guess depending on your definition of getting pregnant, but yeah, I mean like without it...
without going through, you know, the physical experience of pregnancy.
Right. I mean, obviously a long way off, but anyway, I've been talking about vats for years. I feel like that's, you know, that's the only way to, it would improve a lot of people's lives, I feel.
Vats?
Yeah, like babies in vats.
What do you mean?
Like what I'm talking, like what I'm just saying, like, you know, growing.
Isn't a vat like something you fall into?
To get superpowers.
Yeah. Are you talking about like, you know, in the movies where like, you know, they think that they're living in a utopia and then they go behind the door they're not supposed to go in and they see like a big glass wall that's got, you know, a bunch of like, you know, embryos floating in it. And it's like, these are the clones that are going to replace you or whatever.
Yeah, like that. I like that one. You know, I just feel like having to carry a child is like a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would be cool. And then, you know, then women wouldn't have to leave the workforce, etc.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Know, I follow these scientific advances with interest.
What journal was that in?
I don't know. I mean, I read the article in the New York Times, I guess. They also, a few months ago, or maybe like probably close to a year at this point, gestated like a very preterm sheep in like a, basically like a bag. And it lived. So that was cool too.
What do you mean it lived? I thought you said it was very, like, what do you mean?
Like, you know, usually if a organism is born way too early, you know, it wouldn't make it.
Oh, but it was born way too early, but it still made it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's cool. You know, people are working on it.
I think it's an affront against God.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's very complicated.
Just kidding.
I mean, yeah, no, that, you know, to really get there, I mean, like, I, you know, it would be hard to trust that, you know, artificial environment was as, you know, was equivalent in terms of like viability or, you know, health as like a uterus. But,
oh, I see.
You know, if we could get there, I think it would be cool.
Yeah.
But also,
see, everything's not so bad after all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also, don't do CRISPR on a human embryo like that guy did in China.
Oh, right. What happened with that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he just like edited some genes in some embryos, and like people are not supposed to be doing that.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard the conspiracy theory that LeBron James is like a genetically modified experiment?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just heard this the other day, and I actually think it's like kind of convincing. So I guess the idea. So I mean, you have to accept kind of a wild premise that, like, you know, back in the 80s and early 90s, they were starting to do these like genetic experiments in the military, right? You know, top secret, whatever, on, you know, trying to genetically modify, basically, like you're saying, like do CRISPR on humans, and like the goal being, you know, to produce like a super soldier, right? You know, you wouldn't do it on like a big army of people at once, right? You would just do it on like a few people.
Test subjects.
Yeah. And so like the idea, I don't remember all the details, but like LeBron's parents, it's like, you know, I don't know if he knows his dad, and his mom was like some poor woman who was like living on the street or something, you know, and like who better to use for such a government experiment, right? And then you end up with this kid who is like, he's super strong, he's got like super like, you know, skills and agility and all this stuff. He's also like extremely intelligent, right? Like that's one thing, is that like he's really smart, he's really good at like strategy in basketball. He also has like an amazing memory, like he's got eidetic memory or whatever that is, or like people think has that, where like you know, he can just like remember the particulars of like any play that's ever happened in a basketball game. Like he'll like, you know, you listen to his teammates talk about him, and they'll be like, you know, well, you know, the stuff that he says will be like, okay, well, this team, their head coach is out today, and this guy is their interim head coach, and I played against him in like a pickup game one time at basketball camp, and like this is the stuff that he likes to do.
You know? Oh wow.
So you know he's smart, he's strong, and he's skilled. And so the idea is like if you're going to do this experiment, you know, you have to do it on an embryo, right? So like you would do it, and then you would have to wait for the child to grow up, and you would have to follow them along and see if they actually grow up, you know, into the adult that you want them to grow up with, like with, you know, with those attributes or whatever. And what better way to track him than to like, you know, put him in a basketball program and channel all those abilities in such a way that like, you know, he's got to deal with pressure and he's got to deal with this and that.
I mean, I don't, you know, where I'm starting to diverge from your premise is that line about what better way. I mean, I'm not saying professional basketball player is a bad way, but
or like if you let's say you just, you know, you let this woman have her baby and then you just follow along, right? Like you don't say like we're gonna require him to join the army or whatever. You just say like, you know, here's your kid.
Wouldn't you just keep him on the base, like, you know, and subject him to a training regimen or whatever?
No, man, because they're gonna, you know, you're not gonna just keep him on the base. You gotta just let him live and see what happens. And you know,
why?
If somebody's got those skills, they're gonna become a basketball player.
It just seems like a lot of confounding factors.
But now that they know that it worked, like 18 years later, it was 2005 or whatever, and you know, he joined the NBA, and they could tell that it worked, and so now there's probably like an army of little LeBrons that are growing up in some secret army base because they're like, okay, it worked. Now we have to make a bunch of them.
I just feel like, okay, couple things. Do you think there are a number of like failed, you know?
Well, you never get it right on the first try.
Yeah. So like what happened to those people? You just don't hear about them. They didn't amount to anything.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I guess second of all, it seems like not good experiment design or study design.
Yeah, but you know, it's the army. They don't care.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, there's probably a lot of investment going into this. I don't know that you would just let him out into the world. You know, he could just be like hit by a car or something.
He could be hit by a car. I mean, that would suck, I guess. I don't know. You gotta, but that's the thing. Like, maybe in the army, there's a war, you could get hit by a car.
He wouldn't be in the army.
That's my whole point. Is like in the real world, when the soldiers go out there, they have to avoid getting hit by cars. So you want to know if somebody's got the attributes to be able to, you know, avoid when there's a car coming.
But I mean, like, it could happen when he's like 8.
Yeah. Well, same thing, man.
They're going to have them fighting when they're 8?
If you got the skills, you're going to dodge cars. If you can dodge a car, you can dodge a bullet.
But what if he doesn't have the skills yet?
Well, I don't know. He's got them genetically.
Okay, but then why do we have to wait till he's 18?
Well, just to see if it worked, because we want to know, like, you know, what if he's got him and then he goes crazy or something?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Well, I think it could be true.
Yeah, it could be. It definitely could be. Yeah, I guess, you know, when you introduced this theory, it sounded cool. Now that you've explained the particulars of it, I kind of don't want it to be true.
No, I don't want it to be true. I think he's just a normal guy.
Yeah.
Just like you and me, but extremely good at basketball and smart and cool.
You know, brave and
patriotic.
Patriotic, I guess.
All right.
You know, and empathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like me. Oh, that was the accept list. Yeah.
All right. Well, I gotta jump.
All right. You know, good luck.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Don't get hit by a car.
Okay.
Don't join the army.
Don't do those things either. Don't you do those things.
I guess. Well, I was already not doing them. I just want to make sure you're not doing them.
No, I'm not doing them. Don't worry. Okay.
All right, well, don't do them.
All right, don't do them either, listeners.
Did you join the army?
Me?
Yeah.
Right. I don't get it. What do you mean?
Like, I told you not to do that. Did you do that?
No, I didn't. Like, in the last 2 minutes? No.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye. All right.